coach sending a message, you think, to you guys?
No, I think it's just, you know, it's something we did last year. I've done every year that, you know, I've been in college as well. I think just as you get into week two, three, four, five, you start losing some of that off-season conditioning that you had because you're trying to let your body recover from the week before. So that's just sustaining that stamina you built up during the off-season.
Is there a level of frustration with this team getting off the 0-2 start?
Yeah, we talked about it Sunday after the game. Definitely not the way you wanted to start, but you can't do anything about it now. So the only thing you can do is focus on the 14 we have in front of us. Go out, prepare really well, play hard, and you know, have good outcomes in those ones.
You know, the punch is pretty well. Most anything like that. In a way, do you like the idea of being an example? Look, guys, don't get your heads. Let's just roll with this.
Yeah, there's, like I said, I don't find I don't believe it helps at all to dwell on the past. You can take it and learn from it, definitely, but move on. Learn from it, get better as a person, as a player, and go out and try and improve the next week. That's all you can do.
Coach, that being said, do you believe in momentum? Like, is it easier to get the second win once you get the first one and so on?
No one's easier than the other one. You got to go out and prepare each week and come out and play really well to earn wins in this league. And, you know, you might get rolling a little bit, but each week is its own animal, and you got to prepare like that and be ready for that every week.
How much hurt the offense, hurt the play calling, falling behind, you know, 17-3, 21-3 already?
That makes a difference. You know, we got into our two-minute stuff, and we were able to be effective in it, I thought, in the second quarter, move the ball around and get points on the board. It gets you out of your base stuff a little bit quicker.
Jake, I know Mike Munchak on his radio show last night talked about patience and not going for the big play, and I wonder if he's talked to you a little bit about that, just trying to be patient at times.
Yeah, you know, it's something that I think every player struggles with, especially when you get down in a hole. You want to try and make something happen to get yourself and the team back in the game, and there's a fine line between having the opportunity to make a play and trying to create a play, and you know, that's just something that you got to recognize and be willing to take what they're giving you, and once you get that opportunity, capitalize on it.
Is that hard for a young guy to learn a hard lesson?
I think it's hard for anybody, just as a competitor. Your competitive spirit takes over a little bit, and like I said, you want to make a play, but you can't force it. You got to let it come to you.
This team hasn't been able to establish an identity yet. What do you guys want that identity to be?
I think your identity is a result of what you put on the field, so we don't really get to choose that. I think we go out and play, and our identity will be created through that. So I don't think go out and say, hey, this is what we want to be. Let's go out and show what we can be.
How did Kenny look to you in practice today?
I thought he looked really good. He's explosive, going up and making plays that we're accustomed to see Kenny making.
How much are you anticipating getting a lot more of him on Sunday, at least having him at your disposal?
Yeah, I think so. I think, he was in the mix a little more today. And as he's feeling stronger and healthier, I think you just continue to see him working back in more and more.
You looking forward to the possibilities that you might have with Kenny being healthier, Nate being healthier, and that whole group kind of getting together for the first time?
Right? Yeah, obviously it's always encouraging when you got guys that are feeling really good themselves as far as a health standpoint goes going into the game.
Give you a lot of options, I guess.
Yeah, definitely.
What do you see from them on defense, and especially maybe the line with Sue and Van Bosch kind of on that?
They're talented. They play hard. They play with a high motor, and they get after it. And, it's something that we just got to go in knowing, be prepared for, and be ready for a battle.
Are they one of the more aggressive fronts in the way they attack things that you'll see?
Yeah. Yeah, they're talented. And they find ways to be disruptive. And, I think offensively your goal is to minimize that as much as possible.
Is Sue, I don't want to call him a freak, but I mean, he's different.
He's a talented player. He's, like I said, you don't see many defensive lines have an effect on games like they do. And you know, going playing a team like that, you know that's what you got to be focused on and concerned on.
Jake, how much does the locker room need a leader's voice right now, and how much have you taken upon yourself as the quarterback of the team?
Yeah, I think it's everybody's, it's not for a lack of effort. It's not for a lack of guys wanting to be successful. So I think just continuing to stay the course, work hard, and believe in each other, not turning on each other. I know you see it so many times that you get off to a slower start or maybe not start the way you want to. And the teams that end up coming back out of it and having success are the teams that stick together and get through it together. The teams that don't are the ones that divide and start blaming each other. So, you know, we just got to stay together as a unit and have belief in the guys in the locker room.
How good have they been at staying together?
Good, good. I think that Coach Munch does a good job of really kind of controlling that and making sure that it's one group in there, and I don't feel that it's any different than that.
Delmas doesn't play. How does that hurt their secondary a little
bit? You know, I think they have played a lot with 29 this year. So, you know, he's got a lot of game experience, played well, physical guy. So, you know, I think you anticipate him playing and you know, react to Delmas being in there.
Thanks, Jake.
All right.